Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about five practical ways to help parents reduce anxiety. Hello, my name is Christina Campos. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent, and I help parents of school-aged children turn their chaos into connection with their adolescent. I offer free parent education videos every single week, online courses, and coaching. And if that wasn't enough, I bring experts in on other fields onto the Impactful Parent stage to teach you even more. And today I have a special guest. Her name is Dr. Sandy Zanella. And Sandy is a kids yoga and mindfulness teacher, as well as the author of a children's book called Happy Yogis, a fun kids yoga book with positive affirmations. I'm excited to have her on today to talk about how we as parents can reduce our anxiety. So thank you for being here, Sandy.
Hi, Christina. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
So many of us have anxiety. It's our body trying to warn us of something so that we proceed with caution. But sometimes our anxiety as parents can become off the charts. So
I know.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, especially when you have teenagers in the house. I mean, oh my gosh.
The anxiety. I heard.
But
yeah, I heard that
more.
It becomes more mentally, right? Than,
exactly.
Than the struggle with the toddler. I know, I heard that. My kids are still young.
But tell us more about why anxiety is bad and why we need these five anxiety reducing techniques that you're going to teach us today.
So I would like to start with normalizing this anxiety in parents, and kids have it too. On average, 40 million Americans in the US deal with anxiety. So yes, we're all going through this. So there's two kinds of stress. There's good stress. It's even called eustress, which is the one who's gonna get you moving to do things. For example, I have a test. That anxiety, that stress is going to make me study or prepare better. However, the way that we recognize the anxiety is becoming pathological is if it's interfering with our daily routines, or maybe you don't want to work anymore, or you're making excuses to do whatever you used to do normally.
Great. I'm excited to get started with it. So go ahead and give us tip number one.
Yeah, tip number one is breathing. And bear with me, I know that a lot of people tried it and maybe they say like, oh no, I tried it and it didn't work. So I want to start with explaining a little bit about the science or the how does it work? Because sometimes with other parents that I work with, it works better if they understand how physiologically breathing can help you.
Yes, so, because how can breathing help reduce anxiety and stress?
Right.
I know it works, but it's a tough one for a lot of people to do.
It is, yes. And sometimes we don't want to hear, oh, calm down, just breathe. It even fires us even more. But we understand. So we have the nervous system divides in parasympathetic and sympathetic. So the sympathetic is the fight or flight mode, the one that's gonna get us through, like a lion is chasing us. Okay, I'm gonna survive. So this is the one that's gonna make our breathing shallow and faster. So we get more blood into our muscles so we can run from the actual threat. However, when we are triggered with anything, it could be from our children or our husband or, it could be
anything. Work.
yes. Our brain doesn't really understand if this is a lion chasing us, or it's just a trigger that is related to something that we've lived in the past or anything else. So we're going to get in that situation, fight or flight mode. I need to get out of here. And maybe then is when you're going to start screaming or anything. So the way the parasympathetic is there to stop that cycle. So when we breathe, it's the opposite, completely the opposite. So when we breathe, we send that oxygen to our brain. And our brains kind of like gets more the idea that, okay, I am safe. I don't need to run. And you start to understand with your prefrontal cortex, okay, this is not a life-threatening emergency. Now, how are they breathing? Normally, we breathe around 12 times in a minute. When we are in this situation of anxiety, our breathing can go up to 20, 22, which is very fast, even if it sounds low, but it's very fast. And that's where it's going to get us our blood pumped, our heart racing, and even if you notice, your palms are sweating, etc. So we want to break that cycle in order to enter to the parasympathetic, which is the rest and digest. So it's not about just deeply breathing, because sometimes I can tell you, Christina, take a deep breath, and you can do, you're dipping, like you're breathing deeply. But the clue here is to slow, also lower those, that amount of breaths in a minute. So that's what we have to deep, breathe deep and slower. And a very easy technique is the 4-7-8 technique. And with that, we're going to count for four seconds and take a deep breath in for 4 seconds. And then we're going to hold it for 7 seconds. And breathe out slowly for 8 seconds. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And if you see, that made you slower. So with that, you're going to get to 10 breaths. And immediately, your brain is going to understand that you're not in a life-threatening situation. You can start, if it's too much, the 7 and 8, you can start with 4, 4, 4. And then increasing. And for children, you can use it as well. And you can do it 2, 2, 2 or 3, 3, 3, because they normally, they breathe faster than us because their bodies are smaller. So that's a very fast and easy way to incorporate breathing. And it's going to help you tremendously.
I love that we can also use it with our kids. But with anything, we should practice what we preach. We should be doing it ourselves as parents. And it is best to learn these techniques for ourselves first so that we can teach them to our kids. So I love this. It's a really great tip. What's your tip number two?
Okay, so after breathing, I love to talk about affirmations. And this is affirmations is anything you tell yourself. It could be good or bad. And unfortunately, our brain is biased and 80% of our thoughts are bad, are negative. So we're kind of like wired to think negative about us. And when we're in a situation like our child is having a meltdown or something, then that's when our thoughts we're starting to think like, oh, people are watching me. Oh, they think I'm a bad mom or stuff like that. And that's going to just get us in that down spiral situation. So a good thing about the brain is that we have neuroplasticity, which we can rewire the brain to think good things about ourselves. A very beautiful affirmation I like, and it's from Peggy O'Mara, is my child is not giving me a hard time. He's having a hard time, right? So this is going to kind of like make us understand that they are not doing it on purpose, whatever they're going through. They're actually going through something. So you can just repeat that 3 times, accompanied with the breathing, and that's it. I have a couple, like, I trust and let go. I am not my anxiety, because it could be when you're at work, for example. I am not my anxiety. This is something I can overcome. You are telling your brain that you are not your anxiety. This is just your thoughts. I always try my best, and I leave the rest to either, you can say God or the universe. So you have a backup. So this is going to be very effective. And the more you do it, even when you're not in a situation like that, your brain is going to start feeling positive about and about your situation.
I love this suggestion also. And another great tip to give your children, it's actually something that I'm teaching my daughter to do right now. She's 9 years old, and right around the age of 8 and 9 and 10, a lot of little girls start to they go from really self-confident to getting a little bit of self-doubt. And so we are starting these affirmations also to reduce her anxiety about being perfect all the time, or how people think of her and things like that. And she's finding that it's working. Of course, it took a while to convince her to do these. And in the beginning, you're like, this is so stupid. What am I doing? Yes. I don't even believe it. Why am I telling myself this?
I don't feel like that. Totally. Yes.
And I get
but
it.
I love that you're.
But you keep saying those affirmations over and over again, and it is absolutely amazing how it rewires your brain. And so it's very much a fake it till you make it kind of thing, or at least that's from my own experience. That's how I feel about it, but it does work. And so I love that suggestion. Yeah. Tell us about tip number three.
Tip number three is yoga. And even if you're working, I'm going to give you like one really quick pose, even if you're sitting on a desk, on a chair. Yoga is going to make you ground. And any pose that you do is going to make you breathe also. And then just be there in the moment. So you can kind of like feel safe again. Our brain needs to feel safe in all these situations. So practicing this posture for 30 seconds, it's gonna help you while you're sitting. It's a ragdoll pose, but you can do it sitting down. So while you're sitting, just your spine straight, and then lower your head to come to between your knees. So you're gonna bend from the hips, and your head is gonna fall between your hips. Your arms, you can either put them like this, hanging, or touching the floor if you can. You don't need to touch the floor. That way, first of all, it really is going to change your perspective, even if it sounds funny, but it does. You're like upside down. Your head is looking from the other side, and your brain is going to understand, and it's gonna feel like maybe you need a chance to change things around and see it differently. But also, the blood flow is going to go to your brain, and that's going to refresh your brain, let's say. So it's good for when you're having bad negative thoughts. You can do it, of course, if you're standing up, it's better. But if you're sitting, you know, and you're in the office and you don't want to start like doing three pose or something, you can just, you know, bend from the hips and put your head as low as you can. So you can really get that blood flow to your brain and that oxygen. And this helps you a lot. It's like there's a lot of research of the perspective and the blood flow to your brain. There's of course other poses like three pose, which is going to but I mean if you're in a or even if you're with your kids, like you're not going to just start doing three pose. Maybe it's going to distract them, and who knows, maybe they're gonna follow you. But this one is a very discreet and very easy and fast way to change that perspective.
I love the yoga from your chair and in the office. And this one yoga tip, I see, I hope people all over the world right now are taking their paper clips and throwing them on the floor and then pretending to pick them up.
that's what gonna say. I was going to say, like, you can just drop your pen.
Perfect. That's what we're going
to
do.
Look for it. Stay there as long as you can. The best is to stay from 30 to 60 seconds. I mean, you're going to look for a lot of, throw all of the clips, but it's going to help you.
Yes. You could just be known as the clumsy one in the office and it'll be more, but you won't have as much anxiety as everybody else. So exactly. I feel like that's better. Let's move on to tip number four.
Tip number four is another one that you can do anywhere, and it's doodling. Sometimes people don't even like, they say, what are you doing? But doodling helps your brain be present in the moment, which is gonna make you feel calmer. And there is this, if you have a pen and paper, you're gonna draw a wave, like ocean wave. Mm-hmm. You make it big in the beginning and then small waves like this.
Okay.
Every time you start with this one, you take a deep breath if you want. Like the more things you can do, the better. But okay, you start with a wave and you say, I acknowledge my thought is going up like a wave I watch it go down and go away. And do it again and make it smaller every time. Every time, this is your thought, the big one. Every time you repeat that, you're gonna make it smaller, and that's gonna help you just let it go, because this is what thoughts are. You have it in the moment, you observe the thought, and then you let it go. This is what's gonna help you let go that thought. And the good thing is that you can even do it if you don't have an paper or a pen. You can do it on your arm with your finger. You know, you can just imagine the wave going up and down, up and down. Every time you make it smaller and smaller, and that's a very easy and good way to let that thought go away without ignoring it. Without ignoring it, you're acknowledging the thought. You have it. I'm feeling angry. But I watch it let go away.
That's beautiful. I love the sentiment. It's nice.
Yes, yeah. Right?
I'm excited to hear your tip number 5, because so far the first 4 were great.
Thank you. The 5th is mindful walk. This one, you can practice it when you're not anxious, just to become more aware and present and mindful, just to practice, because mindfulness is like a brain. The more you practice, the better you get at it and stronger in a way. But when you're in a situation of stress, a mindful walk is just, you take a deep breath and you start walking without having any place to go. What you're going to do is you're going to, again, help yourself ground, and you're going to start slowly. You know, you feel each step, you feel all the pressure on your, for example, you start with your right foot, the pressure on your right foot, feel everything. Try to feel even your shoe on your foot, like focus on your foot. And then the next one, if you're in your office, you can do it in the hallway. Better if you are somewhere around nature. And what you're gonna start doing is you're gonna look for 5 things you can see. I see a window, or I see a tree, or I see my coffee. If you can't walk, you can do it sitting down as well. And then 4 things you can touch. It could be, I touch my pen, I touch the grass if you're outside. 4 things that you can touch. Then 3 things that you can hear. I hear someone typing in the computer, or I hear a bird flying, or cars. It doesn't need to be nature. Of course, nature related is going to ground you even more, but sometimes you're not in that environment, right? Then 2 things you can smell, your coffee or even your hair. Sometimes like my kids are like, I don't have anything. Okay, smell your hair. And then 1 thing you can taste. Even if you just finished drinking your coffee, you still have the taste. So that immediately, again, is going to ground you with all your 5 senses and tell your brain, you are safe. You're looking at your environment. There's nothing going on. Because as I said before, your brain doesn't really differentiate between that really life-threatening emergency or just someone at work or your kid who did something to trigger you. So that's going to tell your brain, you are safe. You look at your environment. Everything is going around well, and it's going to connect you with yourself, because this is what we need. We need to connect and touch our inner person in order to be calm. So this is very good. I love doing it, even if you're not in a stressful situation. It really works, but you can, as I said, you can do it anywhere.
And that's a mindfulness walk if you can, but if you can't, because you're not in the place to be able to walk, you can just do the 5 senses, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Do it in your home. You can do it in your office. You could do it hiding in your closet, which
yeah,
I do when I'm stressed out as a parent. I hide in my closet.
I do too.
Yeah. Well, we understand you here on the Impactful Parent. We've all been there. But I love the suggestions, because it feels like they're attainable. It sounds like these all 5 are things that are easy for parents to be able to do at any time. And best of all, we can teach those to our kids so that they can have less anxiety too. Because I have to imagine that stressed out parents also make stressed out kids, right?
Yes, totally. It's like a cycle. And you perfectly know that modeling, even modeling behavior, right? I see my mom that she freaks out and she screams. So I understand, the little kid understands that this is the way you react to any situation.
Well, it has been great having you on today, but I hear that that's not all. I hear that you have a freebie for my audience also.
Yes, I have a mindful walk page that you can do, but this is to practice when you're not in a stressful situation, because I really want you to go outside, walk with your kids or alone. And it just is a worksheet that you can check each of the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 things that you're going to do. And just, you know, if you can do it in nature, that's the best way you can ground yourself, even barefoot on the grass. If it's somewhere clean, of course, like if barefoot, it's amazing the way that the energy comes from the earth. You know, you're really connecting to the earth, to yourself. And so you can use this technique yourself first, and then you can do it with your kids. Kids love this. Whenever I do yoga on the beach or anywhere we're outside, we finish our session doing this, because kids love treasure hunts. It's like a treasure hunt, but you are using your senses in order to feel grounded and do it mindfully, in a mindful way.
It's been a pleasure having you. If people want to hear more from you, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, I am on Instagram as at my mindful mom life. And my other Instagram for my kids yoga book is at happy.yogis.book. And also my website, www.mymindfulmomlife.com. You can write me anywhere through there or DM me any question you have. I'm there.
And if you would like to become a more impactful parent, check out all that my website has to offer. I have parenting courses, family coaching, a free downloadable app, and lots of free resources. But until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. Go to the Impactful Parent website and download the free Impactful Parent app so you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today. So go to theimpactfulparent.com and see you next episode.